Are you a true motorsports enthusiast seeking premium safety equipment? Do you need expert advice to make the right choice? Look no further. Go to OGRacing.com. The ultimate destination for high-quality motorsports gear. OG stocks... It's not OG. OG stocks products from the largest manufacturers, including Sparco, OMP, Alpine Stars, and much more. OG Racing is offering... It's OG is offering an exclusive 15% to our listeners. Use code SLIPANGLE15 at OGRacing.com during checkout. It's OG, Emma. I think you'll get free standard shipping on orders over $100. Don't miss out. Visit OGRacing.com and use SLIPANGLE15 at checkout. That's OG Racing and OGRacing.com and SLIPANGLE15 at checkout.
It's called OG. What are we doing, boys?
Right here.
That's where we go?
Yeah.
I'm trying to record this audio-wise. We'll see how it sounds. We're at Rally Ready Ranch walking into, what do they call this, the showroom?
The showroom.
It's an AE86.
Yeah, it's a caged AE86.
That's cool.
But then there's a side-by-side and a C5 Jeep in front of it.
In a pile of, like, tea steak.
Yeah, and look at all the car parts.
There's so much crap.
Dude, we haven't even touched the surface of this yet. It just goes on and on and on. It's insane.
He said there's like 115 cars back here?
115 cars.
He hasn't even been here that long. How did that happen?
I don't know.
Is that just a Fusion?
No, it's a Subaru.
Oh. Is it a Legacy?
Which is, I mean, if you don't know what it is, it's probably a Subaru right back here, which makes sense. It's a Toyota roof twin.
Yeah, is that caged?
I mean, I assume it is.
I'm not sure. I think it's been rolled.
It's been crashed.
Put on its side.
Yeah, there's some things.
It's got racing seats.
Yeah, it's got a... It doesn't have any door bars, but it has a roll.
And the backside looks pretty bad. A little fucked up. Look at all the bumpers. It's just a pile of bumpers.
And that's a car seat.
Yeah, it's just an OMP thrown in a pile.
That's an OMP even?
Yeah, jeez, and just sitting on a pile of VP fuel cans.
Miata.
Uh-huh.
Subaru.
Pile of fence. That's like $3,000 in fence right there.
Yeah, that's not...
You know, I know what fence
look
costs.
Look at that. Got to see it. CRV.
Those are great. Great cars. My wife had one of those.
Fiesta.
Damn, look at that rabbit.
Diesel. Golf.
Oh,
a rabbit.
Golf.
Yeah, it's a rabbit.
It's actually a pretty straight looking car,
too. It is a really straight looking car.
And 15-inch BBSs?
Yeah.
Those are worth a lot of money.
And there's another Subaru.
He said a lot of this is literally just like, people are like, hey, can I put this there? We're going to work on it someday.
So this looks like the car that Dalton bought because he needs one small section of body,
yeah,
and so does his brother-in-law.
So they buy a wrecked thing
so
that kind of has
together.
Both?
Yeah. And there's a Brat.
You don't see those a lot.
With the seats in the back.
With the seats in it still, which is fucking dope.
There's Mr. Griffiths' rally car, Jay Griffiths. Look at that crappy little EK on SI wheels. Good grief, look at the cage in that thing.
Yeah,
there is a lot of gusset on that. That's a 24 by 10 inch gusset on the rear down bar. So many dimple dyes.
No, it doesn't open.
Dude, there's so many dimple dyes. That's the most dimple dyed thing I've ever seen. Big old nameless handbrake in there. This is like a full ass car. It's not even crashed.
Careful, don't trip over his Pike's Peak car.
Oh my gosh. That's his car.
It's still got the big ass wing on it.
Wow, that thing is parted out.
The end plate here was just fucking laying on the dirt.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wild.
Can you believe this?
Oh, he was talking about the Ready. This is the Ready boat he was talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That apparently has a pretty good...
Version 2 cage.
Right.
Yeah, doesn't look very good to me. Not seeing a lot of crossbars.
Well, I
don't need to be cut out of it.
Yeah, yeah. Dude. That's a lot of car here. Big old fuel safe fuel cell just sitting here open. Cage looks really good, actually. Is this the underbody for it?
I don't think so.
Wow. This is wild.
So whenever this was all going on, the Subaru he was talking about was Brianne, I think.
Yeah, Brianne Korn. Look at that CNC work on that uprights. There's a lot of aluminum on that upright. Where'd you get scared by the horse?
All the way at the end.
Yeah, very end.
pretty nice, like, door.
Yeah, that door frame is badass.
It's like a frame where you put the skin of the door on it with Zeus fasteners. It's neat.
Yeah.
Look how bad the wrap looks. That wasn't even that long ago.
12
years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of a long time ago.
And you got to think this has been sitting out in Texas, so.
Yeah, so it got hot. It's gotten hot a lot of times. What's under the thing here?
I don't know. This one we never checked.
Car cover? You see the bottom name on this thing?
Yeah, it's Obama. We decided that he drove it before he
Winter Obama on a rally car. Wonder who Obama is.
I mean, it's Barack.
I mean,
I'm
there's
sure.
It's got to be somebody who knows.
Did you know he was a...
Hey, it might have been Michelle.
He's real into stage rally. That's real into stage rally.
Dude, you got to check this thing out. The Santana.
Yeah, the Land Rover's from frickin'...
It's a Mexican spec Land Rover.
It's got to be in this... It's probably from the 70s, right?
I would think so.
That's freaking neat, dude.
It's got side steps on it.
It's really solid looking, too.
Look at the door handles.
That's the door handle?
Yeah.
Looks like parts are missing.
Nope.
It's like inset, like recessed.
Yeah, they're like inset to the door and then riveted into
probably
the door.
Probably so you can't rip it off.
I suppose. It's kind of brilliant.
Kind of shuts nice, too.
It's very
heavy duty top, too. There's like a double roof. Yeah, do you see that?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
It's prepared for hail.
And maybe insulating it? I don't know. From crap falling on it?
944 Rallycross car?
Yeah.
First gen CTSV.
Just with it looks like a real car still.
Yeah, it is. It's only been here for a little while.
I hope someone
the temp tag on it's only like 60 days.
You hope someone's gonna cage it. Yeah. Old first gen MR2, cool.
Yeah.
Look at there's just like GC Subarus everywhere.
Yeah, so many Subarus.
With wild $10,000 cages.
Yeah, probably.
Is this a Focus?
I don't know what this is. Yes.
Non-caged, but wrapped school Focus.
One of their little school cars.
Yeah, it was. I don't think there's a lot left. There ain't a whole lot of engine and hub in there.
No.
Wow, this is neat. Is that an old Airstream back there?
Yes.
Cool. First-gen MR2s are cool. Especially with eBay carbon mufflers.
Look at the fucking dope wheels, though.
Yeah, those are cool.
I don't know what they are.
I had a set of these. What are they? I had one of those.
They're at the
Muteki lug nuts, dude. Those are the good ones.
They're not like Borbits or whatever.
They might be Borbits, yeah. Borbits. Another destroyed BRC.
I think these might have been their old school cars.
I mean, it looks, the wrap is so baked. It's kind of cool wrap, though. Like, these aren't old cars.
No.
Why don't you just, like, put it on Facebook Marketplace and make some money? What is this?
I don't know. I thought it was a Subaru. But
no, this is a Toyota Celica? Corolla. Is this an 86 or 88 AE something something?
It's newer than an
It's the next gen, yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it? No.
Huh?
Yeah, it's an AE.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's got lazy pop-ups with LED fog lights.
And a bunch of bell housings in the back seat. See that? It's like bell housings. Like a bunch.
Oh my gosh.
And an ITB air filter.
Oh yeah. Weird.
And a vibrant muffler. Flat black universal muffler. Part number 1147. And a rear end housing, and
some really expensive,
an open R120
rally wheels
with no guts in it.
So we grab
lugs. Ooh, braids. Ah, 5 lugs. They won't fit in my car. And just a random ass dually.
Yeah,
that's a cooked ass dually.
Yeah.
What a weird place.
He's just saying, this is somebody like Taco and Bubba's hay delivery.
Taco and Bubba's hay delivery. And it's a Cummins dually, and it just looks like it's been here for 1,000 years. Fully caged.
I got a soft spot for the black one here.
Yeah, what?
Might be what I'm...
Is this a round, a bug eye? Looks like it.
I think it's the gen after.
What are those, Hawkeyes?
Blob-eyes?
Blob-eye, it's a blob-eye, yeah.
Hawkeye?
We knew our Subarus.
Yeah, it's a Hawkeye.
I don't freaking know.
Okay. Hey, there. Now.
Huh? What happened?
Hey, there, now.
Oh, is that what it says?
That's what it says underneath it. This is like somebody's old rally car.
Good grief. Just a beat up Black Rifle Company, Coffee Company rally car.
Is it like a Strada car or something? No.
Coronado. Spain flag on it.
Yeah.
And then that, I don't know why it's covered up, but it's just a two-door, like a GC Subaru with no rear quarter panels.
Just cut off?
They're just cut off.
For wide bodies. Put the overfenders on, dude.
I guess.
There's a bunch of, like, aluminum campers, like Airstream, kind of Airstream thing.
Is that not an Airstream?
I don't think so. I think this is a different. There was a bunch of companies in the 60s and stuff that, like, made. Oh, that's a real Airstream. That's a real one.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
There's a bunch of them that, like, did similar things, though. Like, the ones over there,
yeah.
Those aren't Airstreams.
BMW.
What is that? It's a little side-by-side thing?
Yeah, side-by-side.
Oh, I think there's actually a couple back there.
Just wrapped side-by-sides. The amount of money in wrap alone back here. You know how much it costs to wrap anything?
Here's the best wrap of the whole place.
It's a Crown Vic, and it says the results are in, and it's a Ricky Lake wrap with the solo cut blue and purple swirl.
This dude. Is Taco Bell in the hood.
So
the
cool.
The thing that like Pit Viper and Black Rifle and all those were at.
Yep.
And
Heat Wave and stuff.
Yeah. That was part of that in some form. I don't remember.
God, great. There's so many cage Subarus. Yeah. We're at like 25 cage Subarus.
What is this over here? Old Integra?
An old Integra.
There's another Integra somewhere over there.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, I think it's the back of this
one. I mean, so many cages. And like, they all are real cages.
Yeah.
Each one of these cages is like a $10,000 cage.
Yeah.
On a good, cheap day.
Yeah, that's the Noah guy.
Right.
Holy crap. Like, we're talking in my view right now. There's a DA Integra right there, too.
Yeah.
And a DC. In my view, there's 10 GC Subarus or Subarus of some sort with crazy rally cages and wraps and. Like, they have raced and have crashed.
Oh, that's the coffee thing.
Trailer?
The jungle.
Yeah, I saw the coffee on there.
Oh, you can see what happened here. There's a whole front pushed in. If you like that sometimes. Wow.
Fixable.
That does look pretty fixable, doesn't it?
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Dalton Klein would have that fixed on his frame rack in 20
minutes. Yeah, like, this shell looks pretty good. Yeah, the back is all there.
Yeah, that cage is ridiculous.
And that's, like, not even that crazy, you know? Like, some of the ones are even crazier.
It's extremely cool.
It's very well built, for sure.
Yeah, they do a really good job here. This is an MG?
Yes.
Just an MG, to open.
It's, like, got the floors in it and stuff still. Like, I don't know why it's not.
For a little while longer, at least.
Well, it rains here, but not that much, right?
It's all there.
Wow. Prelude. EK. Bunch of Hondas. School bus just looks like it ran into the woods and stopped. So crazy! Like, that cage is awesome!
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
There's actually water in that one.
You can see where that one, rolled in the front corner there.
Yeah, that's fixable.
Just hit it with a hammer.
Could still fix that.
Just Bondo it, dude. Yeah, Bondo it. Call it good.
Fuck it.
Barely broke the windshield. Only half of the windshield is wrecked. It looks like it skidded for a while, too.
They finished that event.
Yeah, 100%. Cage isn't even kinked at all.
That's like the original dirt from the crash.
Cage has got good paint on it still. Could have been that long. This is their new logo, too, so it's not that old.
Yeah.
Oh, it wrecked the front end a little bit, too.
That might have happened after they pulled.
No, this is kind of janky here. Oh, that's probably from the rollover.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Still fixable. That's about it, though.
See, a toilet, yeah. a dually bed, and a utility truck that also looks like it ran into the woods.
Yeah.
Is that a Dodge dually bed? Dalton could use that.
I think it is. It's got the swoopy sides on it.
And then there's horses on the other side of this coffee trailer.
Take a picture of the bed and see if Dalton needs it. So
pull
crazy.
Pull it back on the dyno.
Good grief. It's hard to believe how much crap is back here. Well, if this audio worked, we just did a quick podcast.
This is, this one's pretty solid too. Look at the back of this car in the middle.
Which one is that? Oh, the where everything is missing?
Yeah.
I don't even, what's the front look like? What is the front?
There's no sheet there.
Like, there's the spare tire well. None of the rear wheels on either side. Nothing connecting.
None of the door jams. None of the...
Everything is gone.
I genuinely don't even know what
does the dash say? Oh, it's an SI. This is an 8th gen SI. Look at the gauge cluster. It's an 8th gen.
Oh,
Look at that.
Huh. Hopefully, like, at least one or two other SIs got to live. Because
yeah, what would you cut it like this for? Like, if you picture a car being, what, 5.5 feet wide?
It's about 2.5 feet wide.
They cut everything from the spare tire well straight forward on either side of the spare tire well, but the spare tire well is still there, and so is the rear floor. Weird. What a fun place.
Pete's girlfriend wouldn't let me put this tin over and see if there's snakes living in there.
There's something living underneath that.
She's no fun.
She's no fun. Man, what a good time. This place rules.
Isn't it? This is my favorite place.
Somebody's ripping. I want to go back and drive the Sierra car. I want to do it again. That's how fun it was. We drove electric Sierra cars. That was really great. Me and Dusty did. You didn't drive it, did you?
I didn't drive it, no.
Freaking cool, dude.
$39,000.
Oh, there's a...
Is that an E46 right here?
Yeah, it's an E46. There's like a 240,
230. Oh, shit.
Back there.
Yeah, that's a 260 maybe? And they're all kind of the same chassis. Except for the long... Except for the long window.
So it looks just like E-Man's
looks just car. Like E-Man's car because it's not a car. Burn. This feels like where the snakes go.
Yeah,
look at the cage on this thing. Like, wow, somebody crashed the shit out of this one. Wow.
Kind of like, dude.
It's a pretty rad kind of line. How come I didn't see this? High top camper, like 82 Econoline.
That top is awesome.
It is, all fiberglass. I bet this thing's nice, too. Probably got 20,000 miles. Nobody drives campers. There's a bed up there. That's where a bed goes.
This would be the dopest little rig.
Yeah. Put a freaking Cummins underneath of it or a 7.3.
2019 in New York was the last safety certification.
It's pretty clean, actually. That's the only rust I see here. A Falcon. Got the extended in the back, too. This is probably all five.
Extended, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all sheet metal insert, and then they stretch the back.
Right. Huh.
Freaking neat. A Falcon 190.
Craziness.
What a cool place. Well, if you haven't ever heard of Rally Ready Ranch, you probably should. You should just come here and spend money someday because it's the greatest place on earth. It's like actually the happiest place on earth. There's so many gunshots around here too. People just blasting target shots.
When we were back here earlier, you could hear them like they were having a party. They were playing Mexican polka music. And
hell yeah, dude.
Nine yards, dude.
When you got tuba.
You'd have been in for it.
When you got Mexican tuba going boom, boom. It's the best. Like along with like a high trumpet. It's the greatest. It's freaking rad.
Soundtrack of Southeast Austin.
Boom, 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 boom. I didn't see this on the way in. Oof. they hit something heavy right there. Whole side's torn on that thing.
The suspension, all that's still there.
This looks pretty fresh.
That probably happened here.
What happened to the window? Did the person fly out?
No, because it's caved in.
Yeah, it's caved in, not out, isn't it? There's a lot of car left here. It's all the drivetrains there. Wow, look at it. It shoved the whole back of the, like, the rear of the subframe back.
Yeah. Ripped the coil over out of it.
The floor's all...
Buckled. This is the best crash we've seen. This is by far the best crash we've seen. This is the most fucked car.
The light bar still in the passenger seat here?
Yeah, this is the most wrecked car.
Wild...
The handbrake?
The handbrake, though.
Yeah, they use a lot of those nameless ones. They're in, like, all the cars.
Well, one of them over there had a lacetan brake in it. I think are pretty expensive.
Like a Bucky Lassick?
Yeah. He makes it, he has his own company making rally car parts.
I didn't know that. He's like BFFs with Dave here, too. Yeah. Dave was just talking shit about how bad he is at buying flights.
The first year we came here.
What's that pile of things? What are those?
The engines and stuff. They wouldn't let me go back there because they thought there'd be rattlesnakes.
Probably rattlesnakes. Oh, it's a trailer covered in engines.
Yes.
And like, cut up body panels.
It's all kinds.
A lot of fire bottles in there.
Fire bottles. There's all kinds of shit in there. It's crazy.
There's a K-Series right there.
There's a Subaru block. Because, you know.
So that building, the hangar, is 6,000 square feet, I think he said. And they're building a 20,000 square foot building next to it.
Jesus.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because they're so busy. Like, building cars.
That's so cool.
Maintaining cars. And then people, they're shifted more towards, like, private rentals of the track for testing. Like, that brand new Ford that just pulled in tonight, that's a private rental tomorrow. Wow. Brand new car straight from Poland. Factory built. M Sport. So, like, the Ford Rally builder.
They said they had Red Bull here for those Rally, or for the Sierra cars. They do customer events for those Sierra cars.
Yeah, I think he figured out how to make some money with a cool place. This looks like the oldest barn of all time. It's literally made out of, like, tree lumber. Look at this. You can see where the branches were.
Yeah.
Fucking cool.
That used to be a tree here on this property.
Yeah, that's awesome. I want to build a house out of a tree that I cut down someday. New life goal.
There's the trimmer right there.
Yeah, that's where you put Steve Buscemi. Or did Steve Buscemi put the guy in there?
I think he put the guy in there.
I thought he was the guy that was putting him in there.
I don't remember. It's
been a while since I've seen Fargo. Yeah, that building's a... There's a lot of DIY in that building.
We walked back in there, and there's a bunch of hay on the ground in there, and that's where I actually got concerned about there being wildlife I didn't want to step on, and we left.
Yep. A lot of body panels and wheels and suspension parts. Just a whole-ass Subaru transmission right here.
Good place for it.
Whole wide baby, middle of the road. Man, crazy place. Greatest place of all time. Rally Ready rules. I don't know what their website is, but you should look it up. A bunch of famous YouTubers were just here a couple weeks ago doing a bunch of shit, too. And we were looking at an old Ken Block car, so that was neat.
Yep, that was neat.
All right. I don't know if this recorded, but if it did, probably going to air it. Okay, see you later.
Slip Angle was created by Austin Cabot and Adam Jabay, co-hosted by Derek Yarbrough and production by Abram Schmucker, who mixes all of our terrible audio. If you like the show, please rate us and review us on iTunes and come and find us in the pits at a grid live to say hello.